Blog Talk Radio.
waiting for her to come on. So, Old House Woods is located in Diggs, Virginia, right off the coast of the Chesapeake Bay. And there have been sightings of all kinds of hauntings and so-called ghost ships, cursed witches and soldiers and things in the woods. So, got to get in touch with him. Hey, Kim, you there? I think she's trying. Has kind of technical difficulties. Give me a second. Anyway, so while we wait for Kim to get called in, so she's on, but we can't hear her. So let me figure out what's going on. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Jerry, save the day. We can't hear Kim. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
I
maybe she's
yeah.
got bad internet. Maybe she's got
yeah,
bad
she's got
internet connection. Huh?
That's possible. That's possible.
Yeah. She was excited about being on the show, so I know that she's excited.
I know she's here. I can see her on the dashboard, but I can't hear her.
Tell her. Can you message her and tell her to call back in? Or do you want me to message her and tell her to call back in?
Yeah, tell her to call back in.
There's got to be a bad connection. Hold on.
Yeah, something's not going on right. Just give us a second. Everybody, we're sorry. We're going to figure this out.
You're good. It's all good. You're lucky I was able to stay awake.
I know. Thank you, because we wouldn't know what to do.
You're good. I told her to hang back. Ugh, I can't even talk. Hang up and call back in. Let's see what she says. I can't wait to be able to get back to Old House Woods. Okay, she's getting her husband's phone now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be a bad connection. So we're looking forward to when we can go back out to Old House Woods.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there again. I was really trying to get some history out there so everybody can know what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Kim comes
yep,
in.
Yeah, really.
This expertise on the Old House Woods.
Yes, she would be the queen of Old House Woods. I think we should make her own crown.
We should. make her own.
Yes, we should. I made mine today. Yep, I made mine today.
Hello.
Kimberly,
we've got her. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Now I'm looking for where you're at on the thingy. Send me a link so I can jump on there.
On the
you're on
StreamYard.
Oh, I am. Okay,
I'm
cool.
On the,
all right.
All right. I'm switching over to live then.
All right.
Oh,
thanks, Jerry.
That's Jerry.
You're welcome. Yes.
Super Jerry.
Yes, I stayed awake for you. Okay, now let Savannah do her show. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Live here. I'm
yes,
kicking
that. I stayed awake for you. Okay, now let Savannah do her show. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
I'm trying to see what kind of delay is here. Yeah, there's some delay. Okay, I'm going to turn that down and listen to you on the phone. Okay.
Okay. So,
how it is, sorry about last Friday. I didn't know I was going to come down with pneumonia.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, we, you know, want you to be healthy. That's more important. How are you feeling, by the
yes,
way?
Indeed.
Feeling better?
Yeah, but it's weird. It's just really weird. It's like I've got walking pneumonia, so it's like I don't have cold symptoms and things. I've just got this, you know, this persistent nasty little cough, and all of a sudden, bam, my breath got short. And I went in for x-rays, and they were like, oh, well, look. Actually, I was in there for an SCT attack, and while I was in there, they said, we're going to take a chest x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And it come back as, yep, you got some little pneumonia down here. And I'm like, what? Oh.
It's this weather, though. It's the weather. It's been hot. It's been cold. And just making everybody
yeah,
sick.
Spring's on the way.
Yes, it is. I can't wait. I'm so tired of this cold weather.
Yeah, I bet you are. You're out in it all the time. So.
All the time. So tell us a little bit about the history behind Old House Woods.
The history of Old House Woods is nothing more extravagant than anywhere else I think that you would find on, you know, Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The only, I would say, odd thing, but at the time there was so much piracy going on here already that it wasn't anything that was out of the ordinary. But the fact that the people of Gloucester were, because that's what it was at the time, you know, were driven to a point of, in our area of starvation, you know, we were the farthest thing away from what was considered the courthouse. You know, and that trek was just really far. These people out here, they were starving. Wartime, we're talking American Revolution era. There was a lot of piracy in the area, and just so happens that, you know, here we have these list of legends for this particular area, and it coincides with the story of Wolf Trap. When you start doing some digging on...
What's the story of Wolf Trap?
Excuse me?
What's the story on Wolf Trap?
Wolf Trap was, that's a lighthouse that's out there now. Matter of fact, it's for sale right now. Wolf Trap was a name of a captain and or ship, the Wolf Captain Wolf. And he ran aground on a sandbar out there. And the watermen of the area went out to help him, thinking that, hey, maybe if we help him, he'll help us, you know, give us money, or maybe he's got food on board or something. And they went out there and they floated his ship, you know, got him up off the sandbar. And basically they were told that, you know, it was part of their, you know, their colonist duty, if you will, or, you know, they were brushed aside as nothing, you know, no help for you here. So somebody got the wise idea of, hey, you know, these ships keep hitting that sandbar. So that's what they started doing. There's even a question of whether or not that they were baited into hitting the sandbar, like the story of Nag's Head in North Carolina, where they used to take a horse with a lantern and walk the beach with it.
Yep, that's where they
and
got
the
ships. Name Nag's Head.
Yeah, and they would see the light from the water and head towards the light and hit the sandbars or run into reefs or run into whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they would be pirated. You know, they're stuck. Let's go get their crap and then, you know, steal the boat if it's worth anything. If not, sink it. You know, and for years this was argued until here recently they discovered, you know, the Queen Anne's Revenge.
Yeah.
Now they know, okay, you know, they did do this. Well, if you look at Google Maps. Yes. If you look at Google Maps and if you look at some of the topography maps of the area, you can actually see shipwrecks all around Old House Woods, Haven Beach, Gwyn's Island, which of course is where the pirate captain turned privateer stayed a pirate but kept it secret, his name skips my mind. Dennis and Jerry came out to do an investigation there last summer. Captain Keeble's home on Gwyn's Island.
Yeah.
You look up the history of Captain Keeble and it all coincides, same timeline, same events. So when
and
you start putting these things together.
House on like the highest peak?
Did he what?
Didn't he build his house like on the highest point so that he could see everything?
Yeah, that was, Yeah, he built it on the highest point of Gwyn's Island, and you could oversee everything coming in and out of the Rappahannock or coming down Chesapeake from up Potomac. You could see everything from there. Right. And Gwyn's Island, you know, was and later still remained a very active seaport. I mean, there are ballast stones all around Gwyn's Island from where the ships offloaded their stones to take on cargo. So, you know, this was all a very active seaport area. We built ships here. That's why Matthews County at one point ran out of wood. There wasn't a tree in the county to cut because we had cut everything up and made ships with them. Which led to starvation, which led, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you just had nothing.
Yeah, so basically, do what? Yeah, they ran out of resources.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. And then you have your wartime effort, all these men, that were fighting age patriots and the like, left the area. They turned around and did it again. During the Civil War, and the county was left up to women and children and non-able-bodied men or the wealthy. So you have quite a mix. I always refer back to L.B. Taylor's books on the stories of Old House Woods, because that man did an incredible amount of research out here. I was fortunate enough to have met with him 3 times in my life. He used to come out to market days out here. And just a wonderful, wonderful, the amount of stories and such that didn't make the cut for the book were just incredible. You know, and he's like, when you have to make a choice between this or that, you know, he said, I went ahead and went with the historical, the stories that were the oldest. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you end up with the legends of Old House Woods. Those are everything from the pirate ship that's seen. I've never seen it. I don't know anybody who has seen it. I've seen one individual come forward on a Reddit, on a thread, probably 11 years ago, that said that he saw it as a kid. He fell asleep in his mom's car outside while she tended a patient. And when he woke up, he looked out over the swamp and he saw this big sailing ship. I can argue that. You know, given the background in parapsychology, I can say, you know, that was a kid that was waking up in the midst of a fog, you know, and saw God knows what after he was dreaming. You know, children's minds are extremely impressionable, number one, and number two, they're incredibly imaginative because they've never been told no or this doesn't exist. So one could say, well, that's why kids see ghosts. I won't say that. I'll say they can imagine things very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to credit that story. I've heard, oh, if you're laying out on the beach, you can see it actually come up out of the water. I've heard all kinds of stories. Another old story is, of course, with the treasure. Now, you have to ask yourself, what is the treasure? That's the other thing. Because there are several different treasure stories about Old House Woods. One, of course, is like I said, with the robbing ships off the sand, off the sandbar. What kind of treasures? Well, at the time when everybody's starving and you know, all of this sort of thing, food, alcohol, whiskey, liquor, gunpowder, you know, these sort of things were more important, I would say, readily usable than something like gold. There's a story about a British royalty who sent his ship ahead with all of his stuff to Jamestown. And they got nervous with all the pirates around. They panicked, and instead of turning the stuff over to pirates and that sort of thing, they packed the cannons full of all of the gold and this sort of thing and offloaded the cannons. Now, they claim that that was right off of Haven Beach or between Haven and New Point, okay? But that's one. They claim those cannons are out there somewhere.
Can you go looking for this treasure? Prohibited is that? This treasure, can you go looking for it? How prohibited is that?
Oh, no, it's very prohibited. You can search the beach all you want. But that area of digs, that's all private property. And I have an understanding that I don't do treasure hunting. I don't. If it's out there, we'll come across it eventually. If it's not, that's not my expertise. I don't want to get involved in treasure hunting.
Right.
Because I've seen a lot of stuff go really, really bad as soon as something of monetarily value, if you will, appears on the scene. People
right.
go money crazy. You know, then you got digging in private property all hours of the night and
yeah.
somebody finds gold, and then it's like, wait a minute, that was on my property. And then next thing you know, the state steps in, and then
yep.
antiquities, local historians. Correct. And it's actually a very crappy thing to do to somebody, to trespass on their property and treasure hunt. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
I won't even do that. Poor.
That's basically walking on somebody's property and just robbing them, just stealing from them personally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bad form. I don't believe in that. Now, if I find it on your property and I come and tell you, hey, I found this on your property, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not somebody on purpose going out there to dig, to find stuff and dig everything up. And then it causes chaos. It really does. People get money hungry. They get gold fever and, you know, pirate treasure, and everybody's brain goes, yeah. And you end up really ruining what's an incredible paranormal laboratory.
Correct.
You know, if you...
Another question that I had was, y'all did a thing on Travel Channel, and how accurate was that? Was that any kind of history behind that at all? But did the last colony have anything to do with Matthews County out there?
No, I don't believe it does. I haven't seen any historical evidence that would lead me to believe that it was. And I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they did some sort of DNA analysis in people of Ocracoke, Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And they claimed that what happened was exactly what we thought happened. They melded in with the local Indian tribes.
So there was Indian tribes out in Old House Woods.
Oh, most definitely. This is all Powhatan's territory. You know, this is all, you know, Algonquin, what are they called? Mattapani, Pamunkey, the multiple different types of tribes in this area, all under Powhatan. Yeah, this was all his area. There are ghosts of there. That's one of the frequented spirits in Old House Woods. Are Native Americans. Matter of fact, what I'm trying to do right now is, when we go down, like when you come down and we do EVP sessions or let a recorder just run, I'm trying to get a recording again of what sounds like language down there. Sounds like people are talking, but they're using a foreign language and I can't identify it. Kevin had a recording of it one time that we ended up passing it around to a few people at VCU and then some people at some audio technicians at Christopher Newport to try and figure out exactly what this is. He even sent it to a linguist, and no one could come up with a decipherable language that this was, but the linguist said it is a language because of the rise and fall in tonation, the repetition of certain sounds. It is a language, but he doesn't know what. Well, they're looking for the lost language of the tribes that were out here.
Okay.
So if I can get it on tape, you know, if I can get it on digital again of that language, whatever that is, I plan on, you know, turning that over to the guy that's working with the Mattapani and Pamunkey reservations, because that's what they're doing, is they're trying to find a lost language. So
that's
part of
one of the lost tribes, right? The lost colonists?
No, only in that it was all under Powhatan's territory, but the colonists there was no reason for them to come up here.
Okay, so it's just basically the same Native American.
Yeah, same Native American type of tribes, yeah. You know, these were all Jamestown, Yorktown, all these different area tribes. They're all under the same chief, I guess you would say, at the time, which was Powhatan. I think, but yeah, that's a lot of what you're seeing in spiritual activity down there. The other side of that is pirates. Are there pirate ghosts down there? Now, I do know this. If you want to stir up activity in Old House Woods, go down there. Kick up a lawn chair, sit down with some friends, and start talking about the old legends of Old House Woods. Start talk, theorize about, you know, what's your theory on the treasure? What's your theory about this sort of thing? And by, activity will pick up. And that's
so
like a, you know, that's...
Go ahead,
so something's listening to the stories of piracy. Maybe they were involved. Maybe they were not. Right. You know, and there's other strange stories of just very weird things, like, you know, a woman going out and putting the horses away and then finding out that they were never put away, which made no sense. Floating caskets with no pallbearers, foretelling the death of somebody in that field across from the stop sign.
Right.
And then you have your demon dog stories, you know, your devil dogs, your red eyed.
Is it Franny now?
Which is funny.
That's the Old House Woods is called, that's based on?
Yeah. That's what kills me is the dog thing with the. It had red eyes. Well, if it's a headless dog, why has it got red eyes? And it's like Kevin would say, well, if it's a headless dog, how the hell is it barking at you? Yeah. So you know the weird things like that. But yeah. Three times over the last year, I've heard certain individuals claim that there's a witch in Old House Woods, that they either spoke to the witch or they saw the witch.
Yeah, we did an investigation out there, and somebody said that they felt like there was a witch talking to them.
Yeah, they say that... That there's the witch of the Old House Woods, and if you see her green light glowing, then you know you've outstaged your welcome. I don't know where that story would have come from. I don't know of any witches that live down there in that area. True witches. You know, not want to be practitioner witches. I don't know of any that lived down in that area or did.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, could she have been brought there by somebody else? Could she, you know, there's no telling. I honestly,
right.
I don't see any proof. I honestly don't see any proof of it. You know, and that's something that I can't say is that I found legitimate. You know, because in all honesty, we all joke about the ghost of the Witch of Old House Woods.
Right.
You know, because it is one of the stories, only in that there's a green light. There's no stories of her doing anything to you. It's just, ooh, it's a witch, scary, scary. You know, and then as
right.
I noticed researching the stories and then listening to, you know, oh gosh, hundreds of local personal stories, you know, you quickly start to realize, okay, wait a minute. Somewhere along here, we went from these old spooky legend stories. We've made a jump to some weird happenings, and how they start over time to correlate with current horror movies. Now that's a psychology. That has nothing to do with paranormal.
Or the background of Old House Woods.
This is, you know, oh gosh, you know, the story of the, you know, the little girl in a white dress. And it always starts out as the little girl in the white dress. And then it's the little girl in the white dress with long black hair that hangs down in her face. Okay. So somebody has seen the ring. One, two,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or the Grudge. You know,
yeah,
and then it turns into
imaginations to run when it comes down to a haunted location. That's why, you know, we like to get the history and the facts behind the location and out there to people so they know.
Right, and there is some little girl is out there. I don't know who she is or how she ties into Old House Woods yet. I'm still working on all of that. But there is a little girl ghost that's down there. And I would have to say that she's probably about 8. Seven or eight, and she's usually wearing a yellow dress with a blue ribbon around her waist and a blue ribbon in her hair. Now, why is she down there? Who is she? I don't know.
Can we place
her? But she loves Janet.
Could we place her image in what she's wearing on a timeline, like on a base of like what time she may be from?
And to be quite honest, it's I'm looking at the possibility of probably late 1800s, mid 1800s. It's not a very fancy dress at all. You know, but it is yellow, and it, you know, there's lace around the collar. I've seen her very vividly. And sometimes you don't even see her. You just feel her. You know she's there. And Janet actually, she loves Janet to death. And every time Janet goes down there with us, she tries to help her cross over. But apparently she's we haven't figured out exactly what's going on, but it's like she's being prevented. We don't know by what, but, you know, that all remains to be seen. But, yeah, there's a lot of stories about that sort of thing. Now, on the adjacent beach to that one, instead of turning left and coming down to Old House Woods, you take a right and go out to the other beach. We call it Old Haven and New Haven. There, people have seen stories of what looks to be like French soldiers marching down the beach there. They've got the big hats with the large plumes. William Tatterson told me about those, and And strange things in the marshes. They claim you see soldiers or you see people moving in the marshes. We see
that
down in Old House Woods, too.
If it's French soldiers being seen?
Yeah, French soldiers. And that beach, you know, that connects to Old House Woods. It's just, you know, not even... As if you walk the beach, I mean, it's right there. It's all the same area.
So it's
Kevin,
Civil War, Revolutionary. It's got
yes.
Native American piracy.
Yes, yes. Kevin actually stood in the road one night and started speaking French. You know, because we were like, okay, well, hey, okay, let's. It was after. We were just talking about the French franc that I found, or quarter franc. And he started talking in French, so, you know, speaking French. And he was offering a cigarette. And he lit the cigarette and offered the cigarette and held it out. And the cigarette smoked itself.
How does that happen?
You know, and right. How does that happen? I don't know.
So Old House Woods is swirling with all kinds of energy from different
all
times.
Kinds. Yes. That's why I say it's a wonderful lab. Because in that, in what you find, if you're a true investigator and you really into trying to figure out just exactly what this parasoup is, you want to know what is that entity that you captured, whether it be film or audio or sensory perception.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? What are they? And like I said, there's everything down there that goes way back. The other thing is the amount of Indian arrowheads that are found right off the beach there down Old House Woods. That whole beach is just loaded with Indian arrowheads. Loaded. So, you tell me.
Yeah.
There's everything down there.
I mean, I believe it. I've been there. We've done investigations down there, underground paranormal has done investigations down there,
yeah.
And I've seen Indians crouching in the woods. I've seen it with my eyes.
Yeah,
and
sometimes, right, and sometimes their behavior is really strange. It's classic para-abnormality, if you will. Sometimes you go and what you're looking at doesn't have any idea you're even there. It'll walk right by you, walk right through you. Right. And then you go down there and they act like they're just as interested in you as you are of them. They'll follow
you. Oh, yeah. They'll surround you.
You know?
We were standing on the road and we heard a, hey, come here. Coming from the woods. And we're on the road.
You know.
And there's nobody out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and that's
just us.
That's something
hear,
else too about Old
ears.
House Woods.
Well, not on any equipment. Just with
yeah.
your ears, you can hear it.
Yes. That's something else that that we discovered down there, and that's not an uncommon happening. Kevin, oh, gosh, Kevin has had that happen. There's another fellow, Matt, had that happen while he was down there. My friend, what was his name? Michaela. It's something beckoning you into those woods. And
mm-hmm.
if you go there long enough, they'll call you by name. So if you haven't had that happen yet, be ready because it will happen. They call Jerry by name. They call Janet by name. They call me
by
name.
They call that Dennis. I don't think there's a Dennis.
They call Dennis. Yes. So, yeah, they will. It's intelligent, whatever it is. It's intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just so picky and so, you know, protected of my little old house woodsy down there. Because
mm-hmm.
I know what we went through when we first started all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know how apprehensive and freaked out property owners were, you know. Because when we were going down there, there were some, my God, these people didn't give a crap. They just chomped off into your woods and, you know, or walking up in people's yards. And it's like, wait a minute, y'all, this, you know. And I remember telling Kevin when we first.
There's going to be boundaries. You have to respect the location, for one, that you're investigating.
Right, well, correct. And that, and but that's the problem, is there aren't a whole lot of people who are. And especially, you know, 12 years ago, everybody was so gung-ho, so hot in the, you know what, the catch that next ghost, you know, that bam, you know, when those military boys came down here, they didn't think twice jumping out the truck and off into the woods they went. And it was like, whoa, you know, and I'm looking at Kevin like, do they know these people that own the property, or do they, you know? And Kevin was like, I don't think they particularly care. You know, and when we walked up on the last guy to go in the woods, he was fixing a parabolic mic. And he said, oh, we're going to hear some shit tonight. And I was like, okay. And boom, off in the woods they went. They were from the Navy. And when they came back out, running, jumped in the truck, jumped in the back of the truck, and took off.
You're going to start doing, or you have started doing, Old House Wood Spirit Walks.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to investigate Old House Woods, the way to go about it would be to get in touch with Kimberly Moxley and do a Old House Woods Spirit Walk.
Oh, absolutely. You know, join the page. We also do Old House Woods Haven Beach cleanup, where we walk the roads and clean the ditches and take care of, you know, trash on the beach, usually after the weekends during the summer. It's terrible. But we do organized walks. This year, in April, we're going to have the first of our, to kick off the season, we're going to do a dedication to Kevin Arthur Kierstead walk. And have that for April, and that kicks off. And then, of course, you all are coming out in May for Underground Paranormal, right?
Yep, Underground.
Yeah, and y'all are going to do
our very first event at Old House Woods. So if anybody wants to get in contact with us, you know, we're going to start an event page right after the Kevin's walk, and then y'all can, you know, we're going to go from there. But, yeah, Underground's going to do an event, our very first one at Old House Woods.
That would be awesome. I also wanted to say, and I encourage people to do this, that if you're an investigator, or even if you're someone that just went down Old House Woods and happened to catch something, audio, video, if you have a story about your experience in Old House Woods, please, by all means, come forward on the page on the Old House Woods Legends. I can never say the whole thing. Come to the Facebook and post it. Post what you see. Post what you find, what you heard. Maybe there's somebody on the page that can take a recording that you've got and run it through some filters and produce a clear picture of what you're trying to say you heard on your recording. Because that's how we do. We want community input. And I know in a lot of things, it has been for me in doing a lot of the research on the area, you know, you will run into things like family secrets and things that, you know, people maybe don't really want to be let known. And you got to have enough common decency to know you don't talk about those things.
Right.
And you let it go. You know, I look at it as, does it pertain or not to my study and my experimentation going on in Old House Woods? No. I keep going.
Yeah.
And you'll find,
there's so much energy in Old House Woods and so many other spirits from different eras and times that you don't have to focus on anybody's personal experience out there.
At all. You know, speaking of personal experiences, you know, it was funny because I remember telling Jerry before the first time we went down there, you know, that one of the biggest problems Kevin and I ran into early was personal stories versus probability, fact, and bullshit. And it's really hard to do that. But as I explained to Jerry, I said, you're going to find when you get down there, you're going to figure out exactly what's going on around you. And you're automatically going to know when your ears hear bullshit about Old House Woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well,
when you
lo
go to
and
Old
behold,
House Woods, you experience it for yourself. You know exactly what's out there.
Right. If somebody tells you, oh, I was sitting down here in the parking lot and I watched a glowing green skeleton come walking up behind the dumpsters with a lantern, and he made the whole area glow green. I gotta scream bullshit. Now, if you tell me you're out on the road and you were approached by the spirit of a redcoat asking about the King's Highway, that's actually been documented. I might want to look into that.
Right.
But don't tell me about skeletals glowing green walking up the beach coming beside the – Lord have mercy. You hear a lot of crap. But, you quickly learn to decipher. Jerry learned while she was down there. You know, she's done a few experiments of her own to find out if whatever's down there, the ghosts or spirits, will they follow you from one location to the next? Now, I said, yes, of course they would. They're all linked. They're not tied in to a certain, you know, like a little 6-foot area. If you're there,
right,
they're anywhere in Old House Woods. And, yeah, she actually carried out an experimentation and found that, yes, they are. They will follow. You can talk to Spirit Bob at the beach and then talk to Spirit Bob down in front of Cow Hole and then talk to Bob again at the stop sign. There's a lot of stuff like that goes on. Rock throwing.
Yes. When we were down there, last time we were down there, Bonnie had a rock thrown at her. And
yes.
So, yes.
Rock
there's
throwing.
A lot of experience. There's a lot of energy and a lot of paranormal energy just swirling around Old House Woods.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just, it's not just a people spirit activity. There's animal spirits down there, too. And that night that Kevin and I were walking and there was some kind of a huge mass that passed in front of us, and I could smell, I don't know how to, any other way to put it other than I could smell a cow. You know what I'm saying? Like a real musky bullshit cow smell that just passed right in front of us, and it was huge. And I thought it was we were being passed by a cow. And at the same time, these two things appeared in the road and ran up two trees. And I thought, whoa, raccoons is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what else is going to run across? You know, and these little black blobs run up these two pine trees and then jump into a black cloud. And then it dissipates. What the hell was that? That wasn't raccoons.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of unexplainable things that just go on down there a lot.
Yes, right. Just totally unexplainable. Oh, God,
but
the bend that
stretch. I've got to cut you off, folks, because we're about to run out of time. So, okay. Yeah, we got what, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Come down for to kick off the season in April with the Kevin Kierstead Spirit Walk, and then come on back down in May, and join Savannah with Underground Paranormal, and they have their Spirit Walk in their investigation. So sure, come on down.
Yeah, let's do it the right way. You know, you come down to Old House, there's tons of experience and lots of energy down at Old House, and there's more than one location. So,
I can show y'all how to stir up what and where. I mean, the data that we got over just, you know, the 5 years, granted it was almost 3,000 hours down there. The data that we collected and what correlates to what, I can tell you what to do and where to get the to get a reaction from something.
Yep.
And it's really, really neat. You know, my next thing I want to look into down there is ley lines. So if anyone knows anything about ley lines, meet me down there one night.
I've got a teammate that knows a little bit about ley lines. I'm learning about it myself too. So maybe next we'll have another show with you. Soon, and maybe we can talk about ley lines after we learn a little bit about them.
That would be awesome.
Because I know the ley lines down that way and the Crawford Road, all that, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm really, really, I'm really interested, you know, especially with what I'm seeing that they're pulling out of the ground over in India, and the way they're having to completely re-look at the temples in Cambodia. I want to see something about ley lines.
All right.
And I haven't had the time to dig into it. So.
All right. Well, anybody wants to come to the Kevin Walk, contact Kimberly Moxley in April. She's going to do her first kickoff of the Spirit Walks of Old House Woods. And Underground's going to do their kickoff on event for our very first event down in Old House Woods in May. And we will post event pages for that too. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Kimberly, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. It's been fun.
Right on. Keep me in the blessing.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye.